since you've been waiting.
Yes. My name is Jonathan Zook, and I'm with the Association for Competitive Technology, and we represent over 1,000 innovative ICT companies, SMEs, in Europe. And this may sound redundant at this point, but this question about IPR, I think part of the problem with it is that, taken in a vacuum, just the discussion of IPR seems disconnected from business. It seems disconnected from innovation, when in reality it's a kind of a common thread to a number of well-known problems faced by European innovators, including access to finance, access to capitalization of ideas once they're brought to market, forming partnerships with large companies to bring things to market, et cetera. Many of those things ultimately rely on the ability of kind of productizing the invention, and that's the role that I think that patents and other forms of IPR play, so that this linkage between innovation, SMEs, and IPR is a very strong one. And so a lot of things that we all agree are important issues for SMEs, it turns out in the end depend on access to IP. And so I think that's why it becomes such an important issue. And I think it's also important because there's only so many issues that can be handled at the European level rather than the nation-state level. And the IP is one of the key issues that can be handled at that level.
Thank you very much. I think it's an answer to the previous question. So I think with that, we can close our debate here. We're a bit over time. So thank